Laundry management. Textiles can provide a vector for cross-contamination of pathogens such as C. difficile, VRE, MRSA, Acinetobacter baumannii, Pseudomonas aeruginosa, and norovirus. Regulations emphasize that linens must be handled, stored, and processed in a way that prevents the spread of infection. This is especially important due to the degree of contact patients have with bed linens, including pillowcases, blankets, and sheets, and clothing. In addition, towels, employee uniforms, and other such surfaces may be present in a healthcare facility. Through a combination of soil removal, pathogen removal, and pathogen inactivation, contaminated laundry can be rendered hygienically clean or free of vegetative pathogens. The laundering process consists of the proper combination of water, heat, peat, oxidation, chemical sanitizers, and drying. The physical layout of the laundry and the design of the facility infrastructure also play a vital role in ensuring hygienically clean textiles. A handful of key terms may be useful to know in reference to laundry services. These terms are presented in Exhibit 5-10. Exhibit 5-10. Key laundry services terms. Overall laundry management best practices are the following. Laundry services that are accredited by healthcare laundry accreditation agencies, such as the Healthcare Laundry Accreditation Council, should be contracted with if possible. The IP or Environmental Services Manager should visit the laundry processing plant on a regular and routine basis. Policies and procedures should be developed in the healthcare facility to ensure that linen is clean and is stored and handled appropriately. Laundry services. Healthcare laundry is either processed by a facility's own laundry service, on-premise laundry, off-site hospital-owned facility, or shared laundry service, or it is outsourced to a commercial, retail facility with customer-owned goods or facility-provided textiles. Healthcare facilities are increasingly outsourcing their laundry services to offset the risk and costs associated with managing textiles in-house. Key point: the role of healthcare workers' attire in the transmission of bacteria and development of healthcare-associated infections is not clear. The Association of Perioperative Registered Nurses, ORN, recommends that all perioperative personnel should wear disposable surgical attire or freshly laundered surgical attire that has been laundered at a healthcare-accredited laundry facility. Artificial nails should not be worn in the laundry while processing clean textiles. Artificial nails are defined as any substance or device applied or added to the natural nails to augment or enhance the nail, including bonding, extensions, tips, wraps, gel and acrylic overlays, and tapes. The laundry process is designed to produce healthcare textiles that are free of vegetative pathogens, hygienically clean. Laundering cycles consist of flush, main wash, bleaching, rinsing, and souring, which neutralizes any chemical residue remaining from the preceding processes. Cleaned, wet textiles are then dried, pressed, and prepared for distribution back to the healthcare facility. The individuals performing laundry duties should be aware of the principles for safe sorting, washing, and storing of laundry, and the IP should periodically inspect and monitor the products and processes used. Depending on the specifics of the laundry service used, on-site or remote, various agencies may come into play. Guidance related to the laundry process includes the following. Laundry detergents. Modern-day detergents are much more effective in removing soil and reducing the presence of microbes. The CDC has determined that facilities may use any detergents designated for laundry in the processing thereof. Water temperatures and chlorine bleach rinses. The chlorine bleach rinse is not required for all laundry items processed in low-temperature washing environments due to the availability of modern detergents that are able to produce hygienically clean laundry without chlorine bleach. Maintenance of equipment and laundry items. Facilities are not required to maintain a record of water temperatures during laundry processing cycles. The CDC recommends leaving washing machines open to the air when not in use to allow the machine to dry completely and to prevent growth of microorganisms in wet, potentially warm environments. Facilities are required to follow manufacturer's instructions for washing machines, dryers, detergents, rinse aids, and other additives. Ozone cleaning systems. The CDC has determined that ozone cleaning systems are acceptable methods of processing laundry. Laundry process. The laundering process can be broken down into the following steps: handling, collection, and transportation of soiled healthcare textiles. Handle healthcare textiles in a way that minimizes exposure to infectious agents. minimize handling and contamination of soiled textiles. Don't sort or rinse them in patient care areas. Treat all linen from isolation rooms as soiled linen. Use tear-resistant and leak-proof collection bags or containers to contain wet or soiled textiles. Color code or label bags or containers for soiled textiles unless only soiled healthcare textiles are coming into laundry and standard precautions are followed. Keep clean and soiled textiles separate during collection and transportation. Follow standard precautions, including using PPE when handling soiled textiles. Washing, extraction, and drying. Ensure that healthcare textiles become hygienically clean. Use one of three types of healthcare textile washing equipment: washers, washer/extractors, and continuous batch washers. Document and revise any equipment modifications made to meet quality standards. Establish and record load size for each classification of soil. Comply with healthcare textile processing requirements. Establish standards for cycle time, water levels/usage, temperature, and chemical usage. Recommend hot water wash at 160 degrees Fahrenheit, 71 degrees Celsius, for at least 25 minutes. Can use low temperature at 71 degrees Fahrenheit to 77 degrees Fahrenheit, 22 degrees Celsius to 25 degrees Celsius, if cycle duration, detergent, and additive are monitored and controlled properly. Adjust dryer temperatures and cycle times based on fabrics to provide additional microbicidal action. Extract and dry clean healthcare textiles to preserve textile integrity, minimize microbial growth, and promote efficient ironing or folding. Do not leave damp textiles in machines overnight. Finishing. Ensure that finishing process of ironing or folding maintains clean state of textiles. Meet user needs and expectations during ironing or folding procedures. Rewash any soiled textiles. Maintain ironing equipment to prevent excessive heat, pressure, or damage. Ensure that ironer chests maintain minimum temperature of 300 degrees Fahrenheit, 149 degrees Celsius. Keep dry folding equipment in good operating condition. Packaging and storing. Package and store healthcare merchandise in a clean state for delivery. Wrap textiles into fluid-resistant bundles or place bundled textiles in fluid-resistant covered carts or hampers. Keep wrapping materials securely closed during transport. Handle textiles as little as possible. Place unwrapped merchandise in carts or hampers and keep covered. Store bundled and wrapped textiles in open racks as long as they are not damaged. The bottom shelf must be of solid non-porous construction, free from visible soil and dirt, and at a minimum of 8 inches from the floor. Store unwrapped clean textiles in designated rooms. Restrict access to laundry storage room to appropriate personnel. Stored clean linens only in this area and sign as linen storage room. Keep door closed at all times. Reprocess any textiles soiled during packaging and storage. Delivery of cleaned healthcare textiles. Clean and soiled textiles may be transported in the same vehicle if functional separation is maintained using physical barriers and slash or space separation sufficient to protect clean textiles from contact with soiled textiles. Best practice is to separately transport clean and soiled linen when possible. Bag soiled textiles in fluid-resistant containers and anchor soiled textiles in the vehicle so that they do not spill from their containers. Train personnel regarding proper bagging and placement of textiles in the transporting truck. Ensure that all employees follow standard precautions at all times. Clean and soiled textiles should not be stored in the same container. Wrap or line carts used to transport clean textiles and then cover. Maintain carts in good working order. Clean and disinfect carts, containers, covers, and liners used to collect or transport soiled textiles after each use. Regularly clean the interior of the transport vehicle or when it is visibly soiled. Equip vehicles with waterless hand sanitizer, PPE, and spill kits. Gloves must be worn when handling soiled textiles and appropriate hand hygiene performed after their removal. Clean linen must never come into contact with gloves used to handle soiled textiles. Managing infestations. Facility linen may become contaminated with lice or scabies from patients, especially during an outbreak. In these situations, linen and clothing from infected patients must be washed and dried at high temperatures. It is not necessary to treat fabrics with an insecticide. Processing all fabrics in commercial washers and dryers provides sufficient heat to kill these parasites. In particular, bedbugs can be problematic in healthcare facilities. If not detected early, bedbugs may invade hospital linen and reside in the cracks and crevices of furniture, mattresses, bed frames, chairs, tables, behind picture frames, under wallpaper, in upholstery and carpeting, and between floor tiles and moldings. If bedbugs are suspected, the patient must be examined and their personal belongings placed in plastic bags that are tied securely closed or in other sealed containers. If decontamination of infested articles is desired, bag them and heat the items to 120 degrees Fahrenheit, 49 degrees Celsius, for at least 10 to 20 minutes. Environmental clutter should be removed and the area vacuumed, preferably using a HEPA-filtered vacuum cleaner. Reusable equipment such as walkers and wheelchairs should be thoroughly cleaned. For heavy and slash or persistent infestations, insecticides may be required. HCP should wear protective gowns and gloves while providing care and when decontaminating infested areas. When notified about bedbugs, EVS may assist with containment procedures and will contact the facility exterminator. Antimicrobial textiles. The availability of medical fabrics treated with antimicrobial agents has increased considerably over the last few years. A wide variety of metals and chemicals are currently used to confer antimicrobial properties in fabric. These include gold, silver, copper, titanium, triclosan, chitosan, chitooligosaccharides, quaternary ammonium compounds, and zeolite-containing compounds. The antimicrobial effect is achieved either by chemically treating the fabric or finished product or by incorporating the substances directly into the fibers during the weaving process. Based on various studies, the contact period for the inhibition of bacterial populations on these fabrics varies, ranging from days to weeks. Factors that may affect antimicrobial activity include the properties of the microorganism, the intrinsic moisture content of the fabric, the length of the contact time, the method of treatment application, the type of fabric, and the number of times washed following treatment. Reasons exist to both be concerned about the safety of antimicrobial textiles and to advocate for their use. Some of the chemicals have been shown to irritate the skin, and some studies have found that nanoparticles from fabrics were released after incubation in artificial sweat. However, other studies have shown that the fabrics may significantly reduce HAIs. Monitoring the laundry process. The following factors in the laundry process should be monitored to minimize the risk of infection transmission. Washing machines and dryers must be used and maintained according to IFU and other recommendations. All laundry chemicals must be used according to IFU. Note that facilities may select any detergent designated for use in laundry processing. Laundry detergents are not required to state that they are antimicrobial. Laundry processing in water with a low temperature does not always require a chlorine bleach rinse, and bleaching is not required for all laundry. Some laundry detergents are able to clean fabric hygienically without the presence of chlorine bleach. Process monitoring should be used to verify the effectiveness of cleaning processes used on surfaces, including carts.